Hello there, my name is Jessica, and this is the Sunshine Girl podcast. Now, on this podcast, we deal with everything, life and living it, personal development, relationship issues, and so much more. And so I'm hoping that you sit back and enjoy. A lot of this content has been repurposed from my YouTube channel. That's the Jessica OS channel. And it's repackaged and brought to you right here on your favorite podcast platform. And so sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Great. So today we have a couple of questions we'd like to answer. And lots of men have been in my DMs and all over the place, really trying to find out better ways to please a woman. One of the most common questions I get is if the G-spot is even real, and if it is, how can they find it to give the women in their lives the best orgasms ever? Today I'm joined on my channel by a nurse practitioner. Her name is Lily Harmon. Lily, so good to see you. Thank you so much for making time today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So you're going to be answering all the questions, hopefully, that men out there have. But let's talk about pleasing women to start with, yeah? Good place to start.
That's always a good place to start. I always tell people, don't ask how to please a woman. Mm-hmm. Ask how to please your woman, because it's easier for your woman to tell you about her body, or you to learn and discover her body, than to just show up and think that you're just going to do the same thing to please every woman you ever meet.
Right.
So how do you please your woman?
Okay.
Or let the woman tell you how to please her.
Right. I mean, it makes sense because every woman's different.
Every woman is different. There are as many ways to please a woman as there are women. You are you. You're an individual. So learn about your own body, learn how to please yourself so you can tell that to your mate, and he then knows how to please you.
Right.
That is power.
That is power. All right, so let's jump into the topic.
Let's do it.
Really, does the G-spot exist? Now, I've been torn, I mean, just doing a bit of research before we got into this video. Some people say it does, others say it doesn't. So what are we talking about here?
Researchers from the Journal of Sexual Medicine conducted the largest post-mortem research of women's bodies ever, where they dissected, like they literally went in search of the G-spot. Okay. Dissected the most bodies ever of already people who donated their bodies to science. To find this claimed bundle of cells that go to make the G-spot. As of October of 2022...
Ooh, that's just a couple of months ago.
Yes.
Okay.
We still have no real proof that it exists. However, if you think about how we are taught or told to find the G-spot, most people will tell you to go in about an inch into the vaginal canal and make sure the front of your finger faces the belly button. So if the woman is on her back, you go in this way. They claim you stroke this way and
like
you'll feel,
come here,
do the come hither move. Now, if you think about the way our body is, in that same area that you're knocking against sits our bladder. The urinary bladder is right there. Think about that feeling, and maybe this is the part you want the kids to leave the room. But you know that feeling when it's like you gotta pee? It's almost that same feeling as when you're about to have an orgasm, if you're that kind of orgasm person. So if there's urine in the bladder and somebody's doing that move, between that and the brain sensation and just the whole intimacy, the atmosphere, you will feel something. You,
right,
the person being
stimulated,
will feel something. Mm. So that is a concept that is real. We know that. As far as is there a bundle of cells that swells, or as of now, there is no real proof.
That's quite interesting, because for years, a lot of sexual literature has talked about the G-spot and where it is. And
a lot of people have made money from that.
Well, yeah. So what are we saying? Like, it's totally impossible right now for women to have really good orgasms because there's nothing like the G-spot.
You say that because you're assuming that's the only way to have a really good orgasm, and it is not.
Do tell.
there are multiple ways of having really good orgasms. And the more adventurous you are with your sexual partner, the more you will discover not just about your own body, but about their body and how you respond to them and what they can do for you. The human body is an amazing thing. I have found a man who was paralyzed from the waist down. The thing with the body, when certain parts shut down, other parts tend to pick up the slack and do the job. So some way, somehow, he is able to, when you stroke his thumb or any part of his thing, have become that sensitive area for him. And so I see the look on your face.
Wait,
that is how amazing the human body is. That's why I do this job.
Hold up. Backtrack.
The human body is amazing.
You're saying when you stroke his thumb or some part of his hands or fingers, he feels the same sensation.
He feels the exact same sensation. And he climaxes after a while. So the human body, don't limit. We limit ourselves and then we go on to make people feel miserable because they don't feel or think or see what we see. We limit ourselves. We need to stop that foolishness.
So a lot of people, I mean, prior to this conversation, I guess, like a lot of people are probably thinking or were thinking that the G-spot and the clitoris were the same.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, very different. I mean, tell me. Now, the clitoris, there's some proof about, you know, here's an organ that is full of nerve endings. We know that for a fact because it's been dissected. It's like, oh, there's the nerves. That there's a reason that part of the woman's body is so super sensitive. When we're all fetuses, we all start with essentially smoothness, and then it starts to grow out. The girl stops right there and the boy keeps growing. The clitoris is equivalent to the part of the man's penis that we call the glans penis.
What's that?
That's the tip of the penis.
Right.
So it's that's the same part. So what that feels like is what the clitoris feels like. The clitoris can be, now that is one that does swell. It's not like a huge swelling, but blood rushes to that area to increase sensitivity when someone is sexually aroused.
Right.
And then depending on what you do with it or to it, you get to climax.
I have a question. So is it true that there are certain women who will never experience an orgasm, and for that matter, men who are with their women who don't necessarily have an orgasm shouldn't feel so bad?
That's a strange and interesting question. One, men should not feel so bad that you couldn't give your woman orgasm. Two, not because, so it's not your fault. It's not your fault that your woman can't have an orgasm. It's not something you do or are doing. Two, has the woman gotten to know her body? Does she even know what she's reaching for, how it's supposed to feel? What I find with a lot of my clients, my patients, is that they don't even know their own body. Sexuality was forced on them. Some of them were just literally dragged into sexual activity in the most horrific way. So they're just there kind of paralyzed and waiting for something to happen that the books and the movies talk about that will never happen for them. So one, does she know her body? A woman that knows her body is pretty powerful. She can lead her man to the shores of ecstasy, beyond ecstasy. I had one of my clinical psychologist friends once tell me, sex is a take and take. It's not a give and take.
Now that's a new one.
Because the only way, because you know your body, so you take that pleasure, what gives you pleasure, just the same way as he's taking what gives him pleasure.
Okay.
And together you have pleasure.
Right. So how would you say, and I don't know whether this would be from a clinical point of view, but how would you say will be the best way for men to approach sex with women, i.e. in a bid to try to give them the best experience ever?
I would say, one, you need to know, does the woman even know how her body attains pleasure? Because if she doesn't, then you're coming in from zero. You could learn to discover it together, and that'll be a slow journey. That's a whole other topic. If you want to talk to me, you can. Or if the woman already knows her body, sit down, talk it through, or experience it. Sit together, touch, feel. Know that sex is not always intercourse. Hmm. There is sexual pleasure derived from multiple things that you can do, a lot of which does not even involve a penis entering a vagina at any point. So that's a whole other level of sexual maturity that not many people get to, which is kind of sad because there's so much more to it. So much.
Right. So you literally burst a bubble on the show today.
Yay! I like bursting bubbles.
Saying that the G-spot doesn't exist.
Technically, no.
Technically, no.
It's in a spot that...
But then women have been able to say that there are certain kinds of positions, ways they're stimulated, that feel different from being stimulated and getting an orgasm from clitoral stimulation.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they've been able to, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, that deeper, more intense feeling where you even ejaculated, because that's another conversation on its own, female ejaculation.
It is.
Was because of the G-spot. And the other one that you've been having maybe on a regular, you know, is a clitoral stimulation, you know? So, I mean, I'm just saying that for even women, the same woman, she could come and tell you, no, this was a little different, you know?
Well, I hope so.
As opposed to...
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Again, different kind. There's as many kinds of pleasure as there are women. There are as many ways of pleasing a woman as there are women. Penetrative sex is pleasurable to some. Because you're in that position of closeness. They're right there. There's intimacy, there's warmth, there's, I don't know, whatever people do when they do that. So different kinds of orgasm feel different for different people, depending on where it's coming from. Yeah. I know someone who will literally just like rubbing the back of her neck or playing with her ear or do it going down there. And like I said, you don't have to go down there to achieve that climax. A climax comes from multiple places.
Right.
We're not independent of all of our body, our feelings, our parts. We are one, we are whole. So explore. Don't, you know, hone right into the vagina, hit it and quit. That's so good.
I feel you on that. Well, Lily, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully we're going to be doing this again.
Yes.
But to you watching, I mean, I think one of the biggest lessons we've learned is that every woman is different and you need to go in and really explore the kind of woman that, you know, you have, what pleases her, and really be a student of her body, so to speak, if you really want to get ahead in, you know, your relationship and make her happy in the bedroom, right? Explore, take your time. Don't, as Lily said, don't go straight for the jackpot, right? There's so many other ways to bring her pleasure, and every woman is different. So I hope that this video, you know, gave you guys some information that you can use in your relationships. And if it did, please smash the like button. Don't forget to subscribe, and I will catch you on the next video.
Thank you so much for listening to the Sunshine Girl podcast. If you enjoyed it, make sure you share it with someone else who will find this information beneficial. I hope the conversations were great as well. And if they were, make sure you tune in again and subscribe to the channel. Turn on notifications so whenever I post a podcast, you're able to listen in and share once again. If you'd like to support this podcast, you absolutely can. You can become a supporter of this channel. Just search for it right here on this platform, or you can find me on Patreon at patreon.com/JessicaOS. I would absolutely love all the support that I can get. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I'll see you again soon.